Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But yeah, when I first started, it was still there. It worked. It was functional.
Nice.
I mean, we didn't use it, but it was there.
Okay, wait. When you said it was functional.
It worked. I know it worked, but we never used it. I never had to use it.
Did you use it?
Of course.
I didn't use it.
Why not?
I don't know. I just never had the need to. Wow, I'm surprised at you. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. If your restaurant has two stories, a dumb waiter is a game changer.
Yeah, I got dumb waiters everywhere.
In this episode, we will tell you all about our experience with the mini elevator. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a part.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Now, why is it called a dumbwaiter?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Well, I got an answer for you.
Okay.
It was first used in large homes.
Okay.
So they had obviously multi levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the servants' quarters or the kitchens, mm-hmm. they wanted it separated from the smells and the noise from the rest of the house.
That makes sense, actually.
And now, so the dumbwaiter was used to...
And back then, they used to, like, pull it, right? Or were there...
Yeah, it was electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was used with pulleys and things like that. So then they will fill it with goods or food and things like that and send it on up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the mini elevator... At least for homes were, and then restaurants, that's how it originated mm-hmm. as far as...
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. And now, it being called a dumb waiter...
Idiots.
Lots of those around. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what the... When I first wrote you and I said dumb waiter...
I go in my head, I was like... Great! I have so much content!
And then you caught yourself. You're like, wait, the mini elevator? Like, yes, the mini elevator. We're not disparaging anybody right now. Sorry. Not today! Not today. Now, dumb as in the silent.
Okay.
Silent or unwilling to talk. Unable or unwilling to talk. That's one definition of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And so that separation, that quiet, seen and not heard, the dumb waiter, that's where the name came from.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Now, with the history of it, if I remember correctly, it might be 200 BC.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Them Romans, baby.
Man.
Yeah. They originated it. And they would, practically, they'll use it in the Colosseums because the Colosseum mm-hmm. had many levels to
yeah.
it. So they would move animals and gladiators up to
I
the
I remember
floor.
Seeing that in Gladiator, the movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a dumbwaiter.
Mm-hmm.
And so dumbwaiters, they have the counterweights, the mm-hmm. pulley system. And I could only imagine they just use brute.
Like, yeah, brute force back then too, yeah.
Yeah. But also...
I mean, for animals, you have to have some kind of system pulley wise because like with rocks and like pulling stuff down while you're, it's got to be.
True. The way that it works, I'm unable to explain the absolute physics of mm-hmm. it, but for every pulley.
It makes sense though, yeah.
Every pulley you add, it reduces the amount
stress.
Of, yes, the amount of force that's needed or pulling force that's needed to do it. If you've ever, if those of you out there, if you've ever went to the gym and then there is a pulley system, if there's one pulley system, it's really challenging.
Yeah.
And then if it passes through another
one, yeah,
it gets lighter and lighter. So every pulley reduces the pulling force that's necessary. So I can only imagine if they're pulling up oxen and things like that, they just loop it through a bunch of pulleys and you sacrifice the length of the rope system to go through all of that, but it's much easier.
Yeah.
Kind of like the gears on a bike, but not really.
Makes sense, though. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, the Romans
have done so much.
Dude, the aqueducts?
So much, yo.
Come on now. Running water? No. And that stuff still...
No, a lot of this stuff is to this day, man. There's much stuff that they just... Very innovative.
Very, very innovative. and it's incredible, man. So we got ourselves the dumbwaiter. And so in restaurants now, that... First of all, I'm not a big fan of multi-level homes. Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
Well, we also live in Florida, though, so that's the difference. True. You know, up north, you always have multi-level homes.
That's true. Yeah, but going upstairs, man.
I know you miss a basement.
Do I?
I like the basement, the man cave.
What do you like about a basement?
I like that it's always cold.
Okay. It is kind of cool. It's cool. Your basement's cold
because it's in the ground, so it's always kind of cold. And I just like the idea of having that extra space. Think about it. Like, remember when we went to our boys when we saw Jason Raymond?
Yeah.
That entire beautiful house. Remember, we went downstairs and it's the whole map and it's free space almost.
It is free space, but here's the thing. I feel like basements can take on so many different forms.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can have that scary basement.
Terrifying. Yeah. Oh. Like.
And if you get put the laundry down there, you're like, I'm like not washing today.
You're watching scary movies. Yeah, like laundry sheets are usually in the basement. Yes. And they always pull that guy from like the thing and they fall down the steps. You're like, you didn't know he was going to be under the steps? Come on now, man.
But then there you have, I could see that would be one practical use of the dumbwaiter is to send the laundry down.
Yeah.
Put the laundry up so you don't have to carry the baskets all the way down. Now they just put the laundry on the level that you really want it.
Yeah.
On the living space.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're good to go. But
back in the day, yeah, everything was in the basement. I mean, like all that kind of stuff. Mostly. Yeah, we would hide in the basement.
True. I mean, I just don't know. Maybe, I mean, I grew up in a multi-level home. No, the home was just upstairs. It was one floor, but we were just above a store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The stairs just does it for me. When you're just done and you're ready to go to bed, you don't want to like...
Yeah, that is... Sometimes you're like, oof. Especially if you had a rough night.
And then you got to find somebody and got to be like, run downstairs, look for them, come back up.
That's when that whole yelling thing comes into play. Hey!
That's true.
I'm very loud most of the time. I think it's because I grew up in a house like that. You'd just be yelling upstairs. Open the door and just yell for whoever you need.
So you grew up in a multi-level home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I was younger, my dad had a townhouse. And then, you know, obviously as we grew, that, you know, I think my parents, when I was younger, we were from New York. So first it was apartments. Mm-hmm. Then we moved to Virginia and we kind of, as growing in life, we went to townhouse, then house. And so both my parents have the same idea. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's first of all, yes. If you have a nice finished basement.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's usually quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You shut that door. Man. Hopefully nobody finds you down there.
I love it.
You hear them coming down the steps. You're like,
you hear that. You hear it too.
You're messing up my solitudes.
Just stay on that middle level. Okay. Do not pass the threshold.
Peek your head down there.
Yeah.
Peek your head down there and ask me what you need to ask. Don't come down here. It's great for watching movies.
Oh, it's perfect.
You don't have to draw any curtains or anything.
Yeah, exactly. There's usually probably, three windows? Yeah, and those just the little tiny ones that are like up. Like,
yes.
Like those little ones, maybe in the entire basement, okay?
That's true. That's it. And it's like usually that glass block that's just frosted, so it's not like even...
It's not even a window. It's just
not even a window.
It just lets you know it's daytime out.
Window adjacent, yes. Window adjacent. So if it's cloudy, it's not even letting in that much light?
Oh, I love it when I go to my dad's house because there's a lot of kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just hide in the basement, and it's great for me. I go down there, and exactly like you said... Peace and quiet, because I'm used to my little peace and quiet now. It's just me and my daughter, so I let them run around, and then me and my dad will be chilling in the basement watching movies and just having a good time.
Okay, now the poor man's dumbwaiter. You ever had that laundry chute?
Oh, yo. Those are cool, though.
They are cool.
They're cool.
I love the laundry sheet.
Yeah.
Just shove that down, right downstairs. Okay, so Now, have you ever worked at a restaurant with a dumbwaiter?
The one I'm at now had it originally when I first started working there.
And it was functional when
it was
you
functional still, yeah.
Not, you were there a long time.
Yeah.
Nice.
And remember, and then they closed it up. Mm-hmm. And then they got rid of it over time. We ended up putting an ice machine upstairs. So they closed up the where it went.
Yeah.
Now it's gone and they turned it to something else. They used a space. But yeah, when I first started, it was still there. It worked. It was functional.
Nice.
I mean, we didn't use it, but it was there.
Okay, wait. When you said it was functional.
It worked. I know it worked, but we never used it. I never had to use it.
Did you
use it?
Of course.
I didn't use it.
Why not?
I don't know. I just never had the need to.
Wow. I'm surprised at you. Jeremy. Man, I used it all the time.
Really?
Service bar was right there.
Yeah.
I would chuck my drinks right in there.
And then push it up and set
press
it up.
Up and I just stroll on up. I run up,
so
especially
good.
When I had big parties.
Mm-hmm.
I would load that bad boy up because it had two shelves.
Yeah.
The base of it and then the second shelf. So I would get everybody's. Dude, remember there was really nothing upstairs. We didn't have a soda gun up there.
Right.
Did we even have a water spout?
Yes. No. Yes, because we had iced tea. There was iced tea. Remember, we had iced tea and coffee upstairs originally.
But I mean the water spout.
No, not that we didn't have that yet.
Okay. So.
So we had pitchers of water.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everything was down there.
No, nothing, yo. You had to go
I would
for everything.
Everything. So if I had like a 12, 13 top, and that's about what they'll give you by yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
I would chuck all the waters in there, and then their glass. Actually, no, the waters will come first.
Yeah.
But if I had their drinks and things like that, boom, right in there, run upstairs because it was crowded.
Oh, yeah.
It was crowded. So it was kind of dicey walking through that crowd with, you know.
Always crowded.
A tray. Well,
and you couldn't run through the kitchen that much either back then either. The kitchen would be, they'd be like yelling at you. You know,
that's true. If I remember correctly, or the glasses that we had, you can fit around.
The blue ones, right?
Yeah, we started with the blue ones.
Yeah.
But they kind of fanned out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you could get around 9 glasses on the tray.
Big.
Yeah, they were big. So 9 glasses and then 10, that's your max if you have one in your hand.
Yeah.
So I would just throw all of those in there. And depending if you have martini glasses, you're getting only 1, 2, 3, 6 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Martinis tight?
Tight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6 is tight.
No. Five. That's it. Because
like
you fit nothing in the middle.
You had to do the diamond, like a star. 1, 2, and then yeah, exactly.
And so I used it all the time, and more importantly, it just gives you the confidence that I got you.
Yeah.
When they nothing was upstairs, so the food didn't really come up in the dumbwaiter because it wasn't really wide enough
for
big
food,
trays and things like that. And the back steps were right there, so the kitchen.
They would keep it moving.
Yeah, they would keep it moving. What it was really good for was putting in the bus tubs and sending it down.
That is perfect.
Because you do 2 stacks of bus tubs. So when you're busing, you know, you just get it out the way. We still use that back area, shove it right into into the dumbwaiter, send it on down.
Pull it out.
Boom,
gone.
Boom, boom. Yeah, it was amazing.
I was right at the end of the dumbwaiter. It probably was only existing, working for maybe 6 months before it died.
It broke down a lot.
Yeah.
and they claimed that it was expensive to fix. And that's why they didn't want to. I mean, I don't blame them. I wouldn't spend money on that thing.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of dumbwaiters all over the place.
Walk up the stairs.
I mean, come on now. It's crazy. I enjoy it. And now I can't even imagine. There are, yesterday's was multi-level. Mm-hmm. I've only worked there once. And for those of you out there, it was a very, very big multi-level restaurant.
Yo. They ended up turning into like a
old folks home.
Yeah.
So from feeding old folks to housing them.
I mean, man. And I mean, the imprint was huge, though.
Yeah, it's a big footprint.
Yeah.
Yeah, big footprint for sure. And so the dumbwaiter. Now, I saw, as I'm researching it, I'm thinking, now I kind of want one.
only got two levels.
I need a basement. I need a basement first. Well, I mean, you don't necessarily need a basement. You just need two floors.
Yes, yeah, but you only got two levels gangster. Here. It's
gangster. I can move. I can move.
Like, I'm out. I just want a dumbwaiter. I'm out. I'm going to go get a house with two levels so I can have my dumbwaiter and keep it moving.
We got to change the name, though. What would we call it?
The Leveler.
The Leveler.
I don't know.
The Level Up.
Level Up.
Why couldn't they just call it a mini elevator?
I don't know.
They had to disparage us like that. Come on now. Crazy.
Just poking. But when you said the meaning, it made perfect sense. Silence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people actually use the word dumb for silent.
No.
But back in the day, they did.
Yeah.
You know, it's, what are you, dumb?
Exactly.
Blind, deaf, and dumb, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. Man, back in the day, they would call you anything to your face. They did not care.
They did not care. People were, but they had a little more skin on them back then.
That's true. That is true. Well, you had to.
You had to.
Ain't nobody was coming to your rescue.
Yeah, nobody was.
Yeah, they weren't saving
it
you.
It was a dog-eat-dog world back then.
They're slapping in the back of the head. Toughen up.
Yeah, real quick. Okay.
Real quick.
This world will eat you up and spit you out and chew you up. And all the above.
You run tell that, they're like, and?
Look at you like you're crazy.
More character. Well, we're going to end this character on the dumbwaiter here. And let us know if you have a dumbwaiter at your multi-level restaurant. We would love to know about it.
Reach out tell us your story and how you use it and if it's still in use and all the above.
I can only imagine it's like the older. I'm not sure that any new restaurant is putting in a dumbwaiter.
No, they wouldn't. I don't see that either. But I'm sure there's got to be like, New York. Remember when we did the show about the older restaurants?
Yes.
The oldest restaurants in the country?
Mm-hmm.
We should go back and kind of look and see if any of those have dumbwaiters. Because, there are a lot of them in the Northeast and stuff like that. And
true.
And just see, because they are multi-leveled. I bet you at least three or four of them do.
You know what? We should go visit one of those
that
places.
Sounds like a great idea.
And do a podcast
there. Yes. I dig it.
I'm thinking, oh, man. We should just go for number one, right?
Yeah.
I forget which one was that. Will we visit that?
Was it Massachusetts? We have to look at it.
I know we got yelled at in our.
Because somebody yelled at the comment. I remember that.
Call us up to yell at us.
Yeah, legit.
You forgot this. You forgot that. We can't include them all.
Yeah. It is what it is. But yeah, we'll definitely. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
We'll put that on the
list.
Put that on the list. Put it on the list. Oldest restaurants. And reach out to us and let us know if your dumbwaiter is in use. You can comment, because we're on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, right there.
Instantaneous, yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it. If you want to email us, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, follow me. I'm a good follower on Instagram, @themodernwaiterpodcast. And let us know. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we do this for you each and every week. Come up with dumb topics like the dumb... The dumb
it wasn't waiter. A dumb topic.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the moderator.
I'm Danny Villa. Scrap, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Whoop, whoop.
This is what I believe. Yo, I believe in getting them chips, pushing fly whips, banging them chicks, and leaving them tricks. Flipping the game, yo, get it and dip. Split it in six, chill on the strip. Fuck, waiting for tips. Yo, my game.